Back on the Mighty 690, KGGF, Sam Speck and Deborah Woodall with you live from the KGGF studios, joined in our studio as well by Tina Romine. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Sam.
Yes, we're here to talk a little bit about something similar that we're all very familiar with. We had our 2018 auction just a few weeks back ago, and now we've got another one coming up down in the Dewey area. Is that correct?
Yes, it will be at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey. And if you're not familiar with that, it's just that street right there by the high school.
Bulldogger.
That's right. If you turn back west right there at the stoplight, then you'll run right into it. Because
if you're heading south, folks, you're going to want to go right.
Well, now
I'm a direction person.
Yeah, and especially you more than many. But my girlfriend's so bad; she's like, take a left at that gas station that looks red or something like that. You know, instead of actual street names and things like that. But you know, we had our format of our auction, which was pretty neat. Now, is this kind of similar to that? Because you know, there was a lot of potential savings at our auction. Is this kind of the same thing?
It is the same thing. Yes, it is the same thing. We will have a lot of various items from businesses around the area, and we'll go over those here in just a minute. But yeah, it is very much similar. You can come in at 8 o'clock and browse the items, and then the auction gets started at 9 o'clock. So it is very similar. We do have free numbers, and we have door prizes. So you want to make sure you get registered and
you cap the bidding at 80%
of
retail?
We do cap the bidding at 80% of retail. Yes, so it is a guaranteed 20% off. But you know, you can get 30, 40, 50% off. I mean, the one that we had here just a few weeks ago, man, there's a lot of folks that walked away with a lot of great deals.
Yeah, there was a gentleman that walked away with a brand new mattress for next to nothing to what it was actually worth.
That's right. And we will have another queen size mattress from Edna Mattress Factory at this auction as well. So
very cool.
If you missed your opportunity to get that one, come down and get this one. So
yeah, and for maybe, because you know, initially it kind of did confuse me just the way the numbering and things like that. But for anybody that just very quickly, it is just a guaranteed 20%. When they say it doesn't go over 80% of the retail price, you are guaranteed at least 20% of savings. And then, as Tina had said, potentially 40, 50, 60%
because
off.
Because the top bid could be at 30% of retail price, in which case you just bingo bango got out of there for 70% off.
Yep, and then
That's right.
Also with that, now if you're maybe overly interested in an item or something like that and you get a little trigger happy, is there a way to just kind of bet the max so you don't have to kind of bid
absolutely.
With somebody?
Absolutely. If the item comes up on the auction block and you're like, oh, hey, there's that really nice necklace from Riddle's Jewelry that I want, and boy, I tell you, I want it. I was with Dory when we picked it out, and oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. But if it comes across the auction block there and you want it really bad and you don't want to have to fight anybody for it, then you can hold up your sign that says max, or you just yell out max bid and it's yours. So you just want to make sure you jump the gun on anybody else, because first come, first serve, the one the auctioneer sees first is the one that gets it. So
yeah, and I mean, again, it is guaranteed savings no matter what. So
guaranteed,
if it's
savings.
Something that you've been looking for a long time and you just needed 20% off, boom, there you go. It's an easy way to do it.
And I don't know if you've heard about Henry. Have you heard about Henry?
I have not.
We named the cow Henry.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I heard about the cow.
By the way, there is going to be a live cow
there is going
in this
to
auction.
Be a cow. Levi named him Henry, so he's great. There's a picture of him on our Facebook. There's a picture of him on the website. He's been going around a lot. And you can find a whole list of the auction items on BartlesvilleRadio.com under the community tab. There is a Bartlesville auction. So definitely click that and check out all of the items that we have. We can go over a few of those.
Before we do that, because you're running away too quickly here, Tina.
Okay.
Let's talk about Henry.
Let's talk about Henry.
Deb's got the pressing questions here, because I knew we had a cow. It's just I didn't know Levi had
now,
named him it yet, because
yes.
He came up here with his trailer the other day or whatever he was doing.
And I take it Henry's a steer?
Henry is a 750-pound black baldy steer.
Okay. Now then, as for Mr. Henry, he is 700 pounds.
Is he
750? But yeah,
he is fed out. Is he ready to go?
I don't want to talk about that, Deb.
Well, I mean, if someone like Sam Speck,
pressing questions here,
who
Deb,
lives
I'm telling
in an
you.
Apartment, buys Henry, what would he do with Henry?
Well, I would hope he would have somewhere to put him and feed him and love him for the rest of his days.
For the rest of the days, huh?
I don't want him to make hamburger out of him.
But if that's what someone wanted,
if that's what someone wanted to do, I'm sure they could do that. But I would be sad.
Deb pressing these questions. I think Henry might need to.
I had no idea she
keep
was
his distance from Deborah for the next few days.
Did you know that Tina was a vegetarian?
No, I did not know that. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
She's certainly acting like
that. That's not true, but I am definitely. If it looks
she's
me in the eye, I just. If it looks me in the eye, and I've not even seen Henry, but I've seen his picture. But, you know, I just think they're. I love animals. I'm just a sucker.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
I agree. When it comes to certain livestock and things, you kind of have. They outweigh us 4-1 in general, and they're purposefully placed, you know, to. For beef use and as well as other many things like that. So I mean,
not that they can't be a wonderful pet, no. Tina, but he's a 700-pound steer.
I know, he's a beast.
Yeah, he's quite large, but let's not talk about that. Let's
saying that, you know, right? I mean,
are you guys bringing him in for the auction?
We will have him there on site, yes. I don't know if he's going to be in a pen in the back or if he's going to be in the trailer in the front or what the logistics of that is going to be just yet. I need to talk to Levi about that. Have Henry come out
on the stage and just give him a little fame. You know, before he gets bought out. So there you go.
And people will be able to see Henry before they make a bid on Henry, of course. And where did we get a cow of all things? By the way,
South Coffeyville Stockyards.
I shouldn't call him a cow because he's a steer.
That's right. That's right. He might get offended. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on and talk about something else. But, yes, we do thank South Coffeyville Stockyards for all the entertainment that this steer has provided because he's definitely been talked about a lot. So we appreciate that. But we also have a Cub Cadet self-propelled walk-behind lawnmower from Roman's Outdoor Power like we had here. So if you missed the opportunity to get that, I know someone walked away with a steal on that thing at our auction. So hopefully, if you want to get in on that, come on down. We also have all kinds of variety of things. We have gift certificates from the Adams Golf Course, Price Tower, Art Center, and Copper Bar. If you've never been to the Copper Bar, it's really nice up there, and it's got a really nice view. And so we have a lot of jewelry from the Riddles in the Washington Park Mall. I enjoyed going down there and shopping for that stuff. And,
yeah, that's kind of the stuff that you're keeping your eye on, isn't it?
Yeah. Just a little bit. Well, if I could bid for it, I would, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
But we have floral gift certificates from Cynthia's in Nowata, and she also has purchased some plants. We have a Caribbean palm. We have a really cute little tractor planter, and then we have this really cute, it's a birdhouse with a big plant in it, and I'm sorry, I don't know what kind of plant it is. I apologize, but I don't. I'll have to look that up so I can be a little bit more educated on that, but I'm just not the biggest plant person. I love them.
Yeah, they're good accents around the house, around the yard, but yeah, names and identification, I couldn't tell you either.
What exactly is Fat Tire?
Fat Tire is a bike shop. And we have the cutest little kid's bike. It is got training wheels, and it's got little spaceships and aliens on it, and it's adorable. But, yeah, you'll have to check out the picture. It's really cute.
Yeah, I hear Fat Tire. I went a completely different outlet with that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking that was a beer, isn't
it?
Yeah,
well, New Belgium's in Fort Collins, where I'm originally from, and that's their most popular is Fat Tire. So I was like, oh, got a little Fat Tire down at the auction. But no, still a cute little item there.
Yes. There's big Fat Tire festivals all over. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they, like, kind of a all-terrain bike trails, and it's pretty crazy stuff. I don't think I'm coordinated enough.
There's certainly a bigger following than you'd ever think for them as well.
Yes,
so.
Yes, there is. There's a lot. Okay, so moving on, Michael's Carpet and Sleep Center has a Camo Lane recliner, and it's really neat. It's got a little flip top on one of the arms that you've got a little cup holder, and you can hide the remote from your kids.
There you go.
So don't tell your kids that it has a little flip top, you know. So it's a secret.
Well, the kids will never see the remote. It'll look like Daddy's just floating right there in the air.
I was going to say
it's
the camouflage.
Camouflaged. If Daddy's wearing his camo, you don't even see Daddy. You blend right in.
You guys are too much. Okay, so we have different items from the Bit of Country. We have the gray marble enamelware serving bowl and tray, and it's gray and white, kind of like the old the blue and white ones, you know what I mean?
Speckled.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And those are really nice. Crossroads Raceway, the go-kart track. Did you guys know that's the world's oldest go-kart track?
I love that go-kart track.
I didn't know it was the
you
oldest.
You know, if I wasn't
the
half,
world's
or
oldest,
the
huh?
the maybe it's just USA.
Oh, USA.
I think it's USA.
You know,
I misspoke there.
If I wasn't, you know, in the shape I'm in, Sam, I'd take you down there. I'd give you a run for your money.
Oh, yeah, huh? Well, you're always driving around little race cars, so I want to actually see you behind the wheel of one.
My kids went down. I took the girls down not too long ago, and they had a really good time.
Yeah,
really good time.
It's fun.
I remember doing that when I was a kid.
Go-karting's a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Unless you do it with my husband, then it's not fun.
Gets a little competitive, a little physical. A little bit more physical than you planned.
Yeah,
exactly. Spin you out.
Well, moving right along, the Bartlesville Area Farmers Market, they have a lot of gift certificates, and it's down there by the Chamber, downtown Bartlesville. And if you've never been down to that one, it's one of the biggest farmers market that I have ever seen. And they have a huge variety of produce and different things like that. So for all of us vegetarians that don't want Henry, you can take part in that.
Yeah, they usually have live music and all sorts of stuff down there for the farmer's market on Saturday mornings. So
it's pretty awesome.
You've got a couple of things on here that I'm not familiar with business-wise, but, Thrash Mechanical.
Thrash Mechanical, they have a gift certificate and let me think. Sorry.
Probably. Well, because you guys went around and did gift certificates as well as long as items specifically from the store, correct?
Yes. I don't have that in my brain right now. I apologize, okay. Deb. But we do have...
I just wasn't familiar with them. You know, and one business I am familiar with is the Popkiss Dewey Drug, because I worked with Mr. Popkiss's son, Jeff, when was at Channel 6, and that is a great little local pharmacy, little drugstore. A lot of fun stuff in there at Popkiss Dewey Drug, so I'm sure you've got great gift certificates from there.
We have a lot of great products from there as well. Yeah. So,
and No Water Ranch Supply, another good one.
We also have Yoakum's. There's a...
And I was happy they were able to participate this year.
I was, too. It's wonderful that they are back on board. We have a huge buffalo painting from them that is, if you've not seen it online, definitely go check that out. It's gorgeous. But once again, we are at Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey, and we will open the doors at 8 o'clock. The auction starts at 9, so definitely come out. We're right there, just turn west at the high school at the stoplight, so you can't miss us. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you're going to get a lot of great deals. Definitely go check out the website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, under the community tab, and check out the items that are up for bid. And
maybe the best part is just going to be the concessions from the Rolling Pin Bakery.
Yeah. Yes.
They have delicious.
Delicious.
Good Eats, and it was a pretty good time up here in Coffeyville. I'm sure it was a bit smaller, our scale up here, compared to the one that's going to be down in Bartlesville. So still, lots of fun and potential big, big savings going on at that auction. So, well, Tina Romine with us, speaking about that auction coming up here. When are the dates again?
Saturday.
This Saturday,
this
okay.
This Saturday.
And when can people show up?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Doors open at 8.
Completely freed. Numbers are free, correct?
Numbers are free.
All right, perfect. Tina, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Sam.
All righty, this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.